Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is August 8, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1, Endometriosis and Long-Term Risk of Venous Thromboembolism, a Danish nationwide study. Endometriosis affects approximately 10% of women of reproductive age, with evidence linking it to systemic inflammation. This inflammatory process creates a recognized potential for increased venous thromboembolism risk. A Danish nationwide registry-based cohort study comprehensively included all women with endometriosis from 1977 to 2024. The study rigorously matched these individuals 1-4 with controls based on birth and index year, representing a substantial effort to understand the association of endometriosis with long-term venous thromboembolism. Article number 2, Temporal Comparison of Clinical Practice and Outcomes in Heart Failure, the JROADHF and JROADHF. Next studies. Heart failure management has seen significant therapeutic and interventional advances. However, real-world clinical practice remains poorly characterized. This investigation utilized two major Japanese heart failure registries, JROADHF from 2013, comprising 13,238 patients, and JROADHF Next from 2019 to 2021, comprising 4,016 patients. Patient outcomes were rigorously compared between the cohorts using 1-to-1 propensity score matching. This extensive comparison provides a temporal evaluation of heart failure management and its impact on outcomes. Article number 3. Daratumumab for non-acute antibody-mediated rejection after pediatric heart transplantation. Treatment response in the presence and absence of circulating HLA donor-specific antibody. Late graft survival following pediatric heart transplantation is inadequate, primarily due to chronic rejection. Daratumumab has demonstrated promise for treating antibody-mediated rejection, though published experience in heart transplantation is limited. This study retrospectively analyzed heart transplantation recipients who received daratumumab at a dose of 16 mg per kilogram for 4 doses. Treatment was administered for antibody-mediated rejection identified by elevated donor-derived cell-free DNA without graft dysfunction or hemodynamic compromise and confirmed by endomyocardial biopsy. Article number 4. Prognostic significance of myocardial blood flow reserve and stress myocardial blood flow in the assessment of cardiac allograft vasculopathy in heart transplant recipients. Cardiac allograft vasculopathy significantly limits longevity following heart transplantation. Non-invasive physiological assessment using cardiac positron emission tomography offers established prognostic significance for this condition. This investigation included all adult single-organ heart transplant recipients who underwent nitrogen-13 ammonia positron emission tomography myocardial perfusion imaging between 2016 and 2019. The study performed a median follow-up to measure the prognostic contribution of stress myocardial blood flow and myocardial blood flow reserve to post-transplant outcomes. Article number 5. Impact of empagliflozin on serum calcium and phosphate in heart failure. Alterations in serum calcium and phosphate balance are associated with poor outcomes in heart failure, with existing data primarily from small observational studies. The effect of sodium glucose cotransporter 2 inhibitors on serum calcium and phosphate levels has not been thoroughly examined in large randomized heart failure trials. This study utilized comprehensive data from the EMPEROR-pooled trials. The analysis focused on evaluating the prognostic associations of serum calcium and phosphate in heart failure patients and the specific impact of sodium glucose cotransporter 2 inhibitors on these levels. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.